So, we are still talking about Sam Interrupted. We were talking about the scene with Sam being medicated, and Julia had to leave, so now it's just Sarah and I. You have some notes. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
I have a lot, actually.
Okay.
I sort of wrote down about Martin and about getting some Folsom Prison Blues sort of vibes because one of John's old friends sort of thing.
Yeah, it was very much a setup like that, Folsom. I liked the prison episode better, but that was also quite a while ago when the episodes were wonderful and filled with all kinds of subjects.
Look, I promise I won't God, what was it again? Don't worry, Sammy, I promise I won't sell you for smokes.
Yeah.
I tried smokes.
Yeah, that was a great line. And realistically, that episode should have been much more vulgar, since they were in prison, let's get real. But you know, network TV and all that jazz. So you know, Martin, obviously under the effects of the, what was this thing called? A geist?
A wraith.
A wraith. Okay, so under the effects of the wraith. So Sam and Dean were both under the effects of it as well, having been kissed. No, having been touched. That was the diversion.
That's a whole nother girl, which we will get into. We sort of did, kind of, a little.
I liked the idea of them going quote unquote crazy and having to deal with all these issues. Sam didn't deal with as much of them as Dean did, it seemed. There was the one scene,
in the room thing with the crowd.
Right. So, I don't know, for an episode that was called Sam Interrupted, they didn't much really focus on Sam at all.
Mm. They sort of did, a little bit, but I do agree with you that it was mostly about Dean, because Dean went really crazy, like, completely out of his mind.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably my Dean preference speaking rather loudly here, but it seems to me very much like the episodes and the writers and the show creator is very much more invested in Dean as a character than Sam as a character. I mean, obviously they're both very important, but for me it just seems like Dean over and over, you know, is looked at far more, you know, is studied, quote unquote studied, far more than Sam is. I don't know why that is, but you know, maybe they
was sort of Sam before, he was sort of pretty open, and Dean's always been closed.
Yeah, that makes sense. So they
use that older phrase, Dean's an onion.
Yeah.
Many layers.
So they have more room to play and to figure Dean out. They haven't even started with the hell crap, so I don't know how long they're going to take with that.
I don't think they're going to be able to go into it. Honestly, I don't
either. It's just, it's unrealistic at this point to go back and deal with it. Unless, you know, season 7 comes around and they have nothing else to talk about. So there's a storyline where Dean goes to therapy. Which I would watch, you know, and record.
I would watch as well. But he doesn't seem to like therapy as much. I mean, he was right, so...
wait, say that again?
You know, Dean saw him where... Because the doctor brought up John. The first thing he said to when he saw Sam again was... I'm great, thanks, but I've just been thriped.
Oh, right. With therapy. Oh, jeez. Oh, I can't believe they said that. That's kind of tacky. But something Dean would say.
Yeah. Dean's occasionally tacky.
Yeah.
We can accept it. We love him anyway.
Yeah, I certainly do. The outfits this episode were superb, of course, also. I love when
I got a flashback to In My Time of Dying with Dean in those...
Dean in the scrubs.
Yep.
Perfect.
Which, he looks pretty good, I'll admit.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything you can put him in or anything you couldn't put him in that he wouldn't look great in. But yeah, you have some more notes, so you can go ahead.
Let's see. Next thing on my notes. I wrote down the line that Sam said about Castiel, which just cracked me up laughing, which was, his name's Castiel, he wears a trench coat.
Yeah.
Oh, but one of the funniest lines I've ever heard, I think.
And speaking of Castiel, I kind of I kind of missed him. I know, it's so weird.
I didn't even like Castiel at the start, and now I do.
I know, it's kind of like he's like the tag-along guy who's silly and funny and awkwardly.
Series regular, my butt.
Yeah, he's certainly not a series regular. I mean, I guess he's getting the billing for it, but that's a contractual thing. But, yeah,
I wonder what's happening with Bobby. I swear, if we don't see him again in the next episode, I don't know why it bothers me so much, because I've got a theory that if Bobby doesn't get healed somehow, he's going to end up dying, and so I don't know whether I do actually want to see him or not, but...
Well, I'm pretty sure that they're going to off Bobby. I think it's just a matter of time. It's going to be horrible, and I'm going to cry as well. But, I mean, it's kind of like... If they don't kill Sam and Dean, I mean, they do all the time, but if they don't kill him permanently...
They're going to kill the next person that you care the most about.
Right, and that's Bobby, because there's no one else we care about. You know, Ellen and Joe are gone, not that I cared about them either, but...
I sort of did, but I didn't cry. I thought I was the only one that didn't cry.
I mean, when you introduce a character after years, well, not years, but, you know, a pretty significant time of them not even being around...
episodes anyway, and Joe was only one of them by herself, so right. I didn't really know her.
It's more like they built into their characters this assumption that we care about them because Dean and Sam do. So I never got along on board. I mean, I liked Joe, but I couldn't stand the whole Dean and her. I just don't even think about it.
I didn't really mind it, to be honest. The kiss, I didn't really mind it, which is probably a bad thing to say since I'm supposed to be on the Sam Dean ship, but still. It sort of seemed like a bit of a goodbye. Because Dean doesn't talk, he acts.
Yeah, true, but it was still nasty. Anyway, I do have to say the pudding thing. Oh, dear God.
I had to pause because it was just... And then the little dance after.
Yeah, I don't know. I can just... I mean, that seems like the... it's just perfect in every way. I mean, if I could have, like, an uncropped image of that, just... I'd play it 24/7. I would be a slave to it. But, yeah, it's really good. That was so funny. Do you think we should read any of the message board comments, or do you have other things?
Yeah, we'll leave that for the end.
Okay.
Let's see, notes. So, the thing that I also want to bring up, because they brought it up again, was John. Because
right.
The imaginary psychiatrist, and I should know her name, but I don't. She immediately said, let's talk about your father, and amazing acting from Jensen. Again, he sort of, you see that brief little second of flicker of vulnerability in his eyes, and then the walls come off. Was I the only one that picked up on that?
No, I mean, I see that he, you know, that's a sensitive topic for him. But, I mean...
Crowbar to the Impala, and that was years ago.
Wait, say that again?
Dean took a crowbar to the Impala after it, so he's obviously still... I don't think he's ever going to get over it. I mean, John was his hero, right?
That's yeah.
That's what we heard in Fallen Idols. That was sort of... Yeah. And I also want to ask, what is a GED? I don't know what it is.
A GED?
Yeah.
A GED is is an equivalent to a high school diploma. So people who drop out of high school can go to night classes and whatnot and get an equivalent. So that's what that is.
Thank you. I had a brief blonde moment there. It's just the Americanisms. It's fine.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. It's very American, Joe.
Yeah.
Especially the music, Lord knows. Okay.
And also, there's the scene, I don't know if people picked up on it or not, but the scene where Dean's talking to Martin and he's going crazy and he brings up John again. He says, what if it's the ghost of my dad? And it's like, does he really think that John's judging him for what he did? I think he knows, or he thinks, that John would be completely disappointed in him. I think that's weighing heavy on his shoulders.
I think he's a little frightened by the potential for what John would think. I mean, I see John, and I've always seen John as a figure that is completely tied in to Sam as being just this, you know, beacon of responsibility and having to carry all this. And so I've never seen John as a sympathetic character. It's always been a character who's been very much tied into blaming Dean for things that go wrong. So that's my interpretation of it. That's just my interpretation of it. But I agree. I think Dean is a very worried that if he were to ever run into John in some, you know, post-life way, that he would not be happy with Dean.
Yeah, Dean, I mean, we saw it in the episode Something Wicked, I think that's an outfit, where Dean went out and Sam, little Sam,
yep,
got almost killed by the Shigre thing. And of course, Dean still blamed himself for that for years later, even though he was just a kid.
Yeah, and that's the representation in my mind of how Dean is. Dean is the perpetual person, the perpetual, you know, little boy who is being criticized for not being grown up enough, not being responsible enough, not saving Sam. You know, that's always what is going through him, and that's part of the reason I adore him.
We also know that Dean's definitely still angry with his dad, because in, God, what was that episode? Dream a Little Dream of Me, and there was two Deans, and the minute the other Dean started going on about John and sort of started poking him about all the stuff, and Dean just, that's what made Dean blow up. I think, and of course Dean's got the line, my dad was a something bastard who, and it's just,
yeah,
he shouldn't have put it all on me, and Dean just sort of exploded, and that's where we saw that he's really quite angry at John because of how much he had to, the weight he's had to carry, and now it,
well, there's this conflict, of course. You know, on one hand, I mean, he is very angry at everything that his dad did to him, made him into. But on the other hand, he can't get away from that. So he still is that person. He still, you know, has to live up to those expectations, even after his dad's dead.
There's also something right. I got vibes of Shapeshifter and Changeling because of the silver and the mirror revealing what that it really was.
Yeah, I think they're running out of supernatural lore, to be honest.
There should be still plenty more. I mean, but mind you, when they hit angels, they've got to be thinking of something more. I think there's hundreds of potential stuff that they could do. It's just figuring it all out how to do it, because they like to put their own little spin on it, don't they?
Yeah, and putting it in context with the overriding storyline is also difficult. So we only have a minute and a half left, so any things you want to sum up or conclude? We didn't get to any message board comments, but we can do that next time, of course.
Well, okay, very quickly. I love Dee. I'll admit that. But what the hell was he thinking? The end of the episode, Barry. Just because Dean can bury every little thing that happens doesn't mean Sam can. And also, I do understand why Sam's angry. I mean, he's got plenty of reasons to be. His girlfriend died. He found out that everyone he's ever been around died. And then he got killed. His brother went to hell for him. And then he had to deal with it. He got tricked into drinking demon blood. And then he got tricked into opening the damn seal.
Tricked? Yeah. Yes, he was tricked into all of those things. Well, the last things you mentioned, but I don't know. I'm not as sympathetic towards him as you are.
It's the puppy dog eyes. I don't know. It must be. Because yeah. I seem to be a bit blinded when it comes to Sam.
Well, Sam doesn't do anything for me in that regard, so I can ignore a lot of that.
Oh, lucky you. Probably makes things a lot easier.
It does. I just see Conan the Barbarian, and I'm thinking, nope. No, thank you. But, so yeah, 10 seconds left, so thanks for listening, and
yep.
you know, if you have any comments next week, remember to email us and let us know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Bye.